Welcome to the Single Well Podcast. My name is Dr. Mila, and I am a family doctor turned wellness transformation coach. I created the Single Well for Christian single women and moms who want to learn how to simply incorporate wellness practices into their daily lives. After having a baby, getting divorced, and years of struggling with weight gain and declining health, I went searching for a natural weight loss solution. But instead, I discovered that true health was found in leveraging my spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, and relational wellness. Listen in to gain the tools and mindset to start developing your own unique wellness strategy. Let's do this! Please note, the information shared on the Single Well Podcast is meant for informational purposes only and is not meant to replace the advice of your personal physician or healthcare practitioner. Please consult your personal medical professional before embarking on or implementing anything discussed on the podcast. Hello again. The sound quality might be a little different today. I am in the car as usual, heading towards my son's school, getting in the car line. This is my daily life from about 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. each day. I am not complaining. I absolutely love it. This is part of the fruit of me being able to work from home, where I'm able to arrange my schedule to pick up the son. And so that was something that was really important to me when I left traditional medicine in favor of working from home. So I am not at all complaining, but I hope the noise and the sound is not terribly distracting. But I wanted to just come to you with an episode about, you know, being vulnerable in your weight loss or your wellness journey. You know, this podcast switched from the Pivot and Bloom podcast to the Single Well. And in a lot of ways that has to do with being single and going it alone, but also just that feeling of, you know, isolation and feeling like you are doing things alone. And that can happen outside your single season as well, right? So I got to thinking about that and I started to really pay attention to what was still left within me, meaning what are those things that are still holding me back? What are those things that are still keeping me in somewhat of a box, so to speak. And for me, that issue is my own feelings about my own weight. So this will be a completely transparent and vulnerable podcast because I feel like it will help someone to just kind of understand that, you know, you're not alone, that, you know, you can have a community, you have support. You may have to look for it, but you have support, you have things around you that can help you get through this time. And, you know, here I stand as someone who is not only 30 pounds lighter, depending on the day, from 4 years ago when I embarked on this journey, but who also is teaching people how to do the same and do it simply, and also working, doing metabolic assessments and things. And so just all things health and wellness, right? But I often talk about the scale and how it can be triggering for some people and how it's just information. And for a long time, I didn't weigh myself. You know, I was very nervous to see the number, just kind of avoided it. And as I lost weight, I started to get more comfortable seeing that number. And even as the years went by and your body slows down on how it loses weight and it will kind of plateau after a while, and that's just a normal process, I was even okay with that because just seeing that number after a while helped me to stay on track. It was just not so much a day-to-day thing, but just a trend, you know, okay, I'm staying in the same weight range. I know that I'm doing something to maintain my weight versus losing or gaining. And so I was really happy with that, right? So then this year, I had a major life change. I transitioned from working full-time outpatient family medicine to now doing virtual care and also working on my own businesses, my own coaching program and the podcast and other things. And so I'm sitting a lot more. And even though I'm actually more active than I ever was when I was working in outpatient medicine, I still am sitting quite a bit, and I'm seeing the effects of that, of just being having to be more intentional about movement and being more intentional about moving around in my home. But not only that, the feeling of needing to have something all the time, meaning I got out of the habit of snacking while I was going through my journey. I didn't buy keto snacks. I didn't have things around that I needed to snack on. And most of the time, I just ate my meals and moved on. And since I've been home, I've noticed that I want more things. I'm home. I'm right next to the kitchen. You know, I'm working in different areas in my living room, but you know, everything's in there, and I've learned how to make different things and do that quickly in the time that I have. But you start to focus more on food. You know, I start to think about more of those snacks, and you know, not just snacks as far as edible things that we chew, but also those things we drink. So for me, that ends up being a coffee or a bulletproof coffee, so to speak. You know, adding different things to the coffee to make it frothy, because I love me a frothy coffee and something to sip on while I do my work. And so there's nothing wrong with that. But I found that I was spending a lot of my day focusing on the next thing, the next drink, the next, you know, whatever that I could put together, whatever I could go snack on or chew on. And, you know, I was buying gum, and it was low carb gum, and, you know, a responsible carb, I like to say, but it was still gum nonetheless. And I was chewing it repeatedly, you know, instead of getting a piece and moving on, I was getting a piece, then another piece, then another piece. And so here come those cravings and those urges again, you know, of needing to have something sweet, needing to have something constantly, to snack on and eat. And I started to realize that, but my initial reaction was, oh, well, I know better. I'll just stop snacking. I shouldn't be doing these snacks. Maybe I just need to cut that out. You know, I'm seeing my weight go up a little bit and stay up, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I need to change the snacks. But what I had to realize was it really wasn't the food itself, right? It was the thought behind the food. It was the mindset behind the food. And what got me together with this was I had a dream that I was feeling really put out by, I have a lot of, you know, okay, as a medical professional or anyone who's had extensive education, been in school, I have repeated dreams about times when I was in school. I loved school, even in college and things like that, even though it was tough. I loved being educated. I love learning new things. And so I loved school. I loved high school and all grade levels of school. I just always enjoyed going to school. And so in school, I was pretty, you know, I got along with mostly everyone, didn't have any major issues in high school. Usually well regarded when I see my classmates. You know, we had a reunion recently. So I've never had that issue of being disliked, so to speak. And I had a really bad dream the other night that I was in a situation where nobody liked me. Nobody wanted to be around me. And they were telling me, they were like, well, we need to tell you how we feel about you, right? And so I normally don't have dreams like this. And I thought about it, and I was like, oh, well, this is odd, you know, and you wake up and you feel some type of way, and you're like, that's strange. That's not something I've experienced before. And so, especially in a dream. And so I had to really sit with God and say, you know, God, why did I have that dream? What was behind that? And as most people tend to do, I usually will Google my dreams if I have an odd dream that just seems kind of out of the ordinary. Usually they're about school stuff, you know, missing a test or being late for some class or not showing up and doing the class. I've had this recurring dream for years where I just feel like I'm always missing a class. Like I forgot about a class that I'm supposed to be studying for, but this was something really different. And, you know, I heard God tell me, you need to get these things out of your head with your weight. And I'm like, whoa, that's, you know, wow. So I started thinking about it, and I started thinking about how recently I had to put my scale in the closet. I had to put my scale away. And I usually have one scale, but I had bought a better scale. So I bought like a scale that does the, you know, the more bioimpedance analysis, so to speak. So the, you know, your muscle mass and your body fat percentage and all of that. And so I love that scale because it connects to my phone and it tells me, you know, what my trends are and things like that. But what I noticed was it was becoming this thing where I felt like I had to keep making changes and doing different things because my body was doing stuff I wasn't used to. Now, I'll back up a bit and say that I have been focused more on toning this year, more on developing my muscles and, you know, strengthening my bones and my body overall. So I hadn't really been so much in weight loss mode this year. But when I started seeing my weight slowly start to creep up, all of those feelings came back from when I lost the weight initially, where I was like, you know, when I got up to this certain point, you know, I remember being there and having the medical issues and having these things going on. And I'm nowhere near that point. I'm nowhere near my highest weight at all by any means. But it's just that mindset of we're back there again. You're going to get back there again. But mind you, if you look at the way that I eat and the way that I live my life, it is drastically, drastically different than it was when I gained all of that weight. And so, but you lose sight of that, right? When you start focusing on tangible things like a number on the scale or what somebody says or doesn't, somebody notices if you've lost weight or not. If you start focusing on those external things, you really start to get misled. And so what God had to tell me was, you know, I care about you no matter what. I love you no matter what. And like he tends to do, I went to a church service where that was reinforced. And it was something that the pastor said, multiple things the pastor said, that really felt like in the moment that God was speaking directly to me about this. And speaking on the general gist of the sermon was that life is not a zero sum game, that, you know, it's about the journey. And sometimes when you're in your darkest places, God will use that to bless your life or more importantly, the lives of others. And so that's what really prompted me to talk about this on the podcast, because I know people struggle with this. And, you know, sometimes we health and fitness professionals, health and wellness professionals can get kind of caught up on, oh, you can do it. You can lose the weight. You'll be good. Just do this. You got to change your mindset. You got to do this. But we struggle with the same things. You know, I mostly coached myself to get the weight off initially. I didn't have a coach during that time because I just wanted to do it myself and thought I could do it myself. And I did, but there's still a journey. I still have to improve the way that I am thinking about myself, thinking about my body, thinking about my future and what I want, you know, things to look like or how I want things to be, but also just being happy or content where I am, no matter where that is. And that was something I had to really work through. So it's really, really interesting when you start to pay attention to what's in your head. And, you know, about 7, 8 months ago now, I guess it's almost nine months ago, at the beginning of 2021, I tend not to do, and I probably talked about this on the podcast before, I tend not to do New Year's resolutions. I tend to just focus on something I want to work on, improve upon. I usually do a vision board, or this year I did a vision journal. A lot of the things on there have improved, which is really cool, or have happened, have come to pass. But I usually do something like that because I think resolutions kind of limit you in a bit, you know, in a way. It's that zero sum game, right? I'm going to work out every day this year. Well, that's nearly impossible for most people. So, you know, when you set out to do something like that, the minute you miss a day, now it's over. You didn't do it, so that's it. And you don't want to approach life in that way. You want to approach life as a journey. So I always give myself things to work on, things to, you know, achieve during my journey, but to continue going through that cycle of wellness and that cycle of purpose. And so I sat down for that month, that first month of the year, and I wrote down 3 limiting beliefs every day for the whole month. So by the time that month was over, it was a 31-day month in January, I had 93 limiting beliefs that I had about starting a business or about my career in general. At the end of that month, I put in my resignation for my job. So it definitely helped me to clear out some thoughts and things I had that were holding me back, things that were holding me back from what God had called me to do. And so in that sense, I was able to really clear out. And I had a visual at the time of someone just standing inside my brain. This is just how my brain works, but standing inside my brain and just sweeping those thoughts away, sweeping them into the corner. If you have a mom that loves to clean like mine does, you just envision them with a broom and a dustpan and sweeping all that dust into a spot and then sweeping it up and picking it up and throwing it away. And that's how I looked at that. And then I had the same vision for this problem where I was like, okay, now I've got to clean up the way that I view myself. I have to clean up those thoughts I have about my body that aren't so great, that aren't so uplifting. And that is what I will be working on over the next couple months, of just being more body positive towards myself. If you know me, if you're a friend of mine, you've probably heard me, or I've probably gotten on you at some point about certain words we use when we refer to ourselves and speaking negatively into or towards ourselves. A lot of times we're meaner to ourselves than we are to anybody else. And so when I started to realize that I was doing the same thing to me and thinking negatively about myself and my body because of the way that I thought the things that I thought should appear on the scale, I was like, nope, we've got to work on this. And so I'm eager to get started on that and start really writing down those things that are holding me back when it comes to my body and my health, because there's just so much that we focus on that just isn't important. You know, the funny thing is, I feel better than I've ever felt before. I look great in the mirror. I love the way that my body is shaping up. I love some of the changes and strength I've had, some of the things I'm able to do that I couldn't do before. Burpees, hello. You know, things that I'm able to do due to a lot of it was yoga and just learning to move my body in a different way, but just seeing that manifest in other ways where I'm able to lift more and I'm finding myself wanting to go and find heavier weights and things because I have changed my body so much. And so when you reduce all of that down to a number on the scale, think about how much that takes away. And if I had let that discourage me, I might have been ended up back where I was, because you say, well, the number's not moving, so I'm just going to do everything I was doing before. But no, you have to really think about the journey, how far you've come and what you've done to get to this point. Even if you're not where you want to be, what have you done to get to this point? What kind of changes have you made? And for me in particular, you know, I talked to my mom about this and she pointed out, she was like, look at how much less junk you eat compared to when you had all that extra weight on your body. You know, think about how you've changed the way that you eat and you don't eat any of those things or many of those things anymore. You know, you've really changed the way that you view food and the way that you live your life pertaining to food. And I had to really sit with that thought and really start to think, you know, man, I've got to focus on and be grateful for what my body does for me, be grateful for this temple that God put me in, and really just nourish it and continue to give it things that I know are good for me, that I know help me to thrive, and not focus so much on what those things look like on the scale or what they look like from some external perspective or external validation, not looking for that external validation. So I just wanted to share that with you. I definitely love all of the mindset topics about weight loss and body positivity and health. There's so much that we have to change our mind about before we can make meaningful change in our bodies. But I want to leave you with the scripture that really stood out to me regarding this. So it's from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And it says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And then I'll go on to verse 9. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. So I hope that this podcast has uplifted you in some ways, has caused you to really think deeply about how you view yourself and where that is coming from. Is that coming from inside? Is it coming from outside? Is it coming from something that doesn't really matter at the end of the day? Are you seeking wellness because you want to be well and healthy? Are you seeking it because you want to appear a certain way to someone or some entity outside of yourself? I encourage you to do that exercise with anything that's limiting you, writing down your limiting beliefs. It doesn't have to be 3 a day. It could be 10 a day. I can guarantee you'll find them But it's so powerful to just eliminate those things from our thoughts so that we can think more clearly and focus on those things which God has for us. As always, take care of you.
This has been the Single Well Podcast. For more information on what you just heard, please visit us on Facebook or Instagram at The Single Well, or you can email us at thesinglewell@gmail.com.